A VR tour is based on a collection of VR panoramas. These can be the simple cylindrical type, equivalent to standing in one spot and rotating through a 360-degree turn, or the spherical type, which affords a continuous panorama both horizontally and vertically. The spherical panorama does not limit the field of view up or down as the cylindrical does, so it produces a stronger illusion of actually being at the viewing location. In the last few years, developments in computer technology have made it possible for anyone to view spherical VR images on their personal computers. To visualize just what a spherical VR image is, close one eye and look around you. Imagine that the room you are now in is actually a large hollow sphere, with you floating at the center of it. All the objects you see are not real objects, but are instead photographic images pasted together seamlessly on the inside surface of the sphere. 360-degree panoramic images can be made in several ways, and recent designs have made it possible to capture a 360-degree panoramic in one shot. But for the images in this project, a more traditional approach using multiple still photographs was used. In order to create the complete spherical image, I made a series of 29 individual pictures, overlapping each by about 30%, so that a computer program called a stitcher could assemble the pictures to duplicate the way in which they were originally taken. This is the camera and panoramic rigging used to make the individual pictures. The camera is precisely positioned so that its rotation is centered directly over the optical center of the lens. A wide-angle adapter is used to keep the number of pictures required to a reasonable number. For example, with a 24mm lens on a 35mm camera, it'll take 9 pictures to make a 360-degree panoramic circle centered on the horizon. In order to complete a spherical representation, a row of pictures taken at an angle up and another row taken at an angle down are added to the original 9 along the horizon. Finally, one picture is taken looking straight up and one straight down after removing the tripod to complete the spherical panoramic collection. It's possible to make a panoramic VR image with conventional film cameras, but since each image must be digitized for the stitching process, it's much more efficient to make the pictures digitally from the start. The next step in the process is to bring the collection of pictures for the spherical VR into the computer. Once all of the pictures have been taken, they're brought into the workflow of the stitching software. For this project, I used a program that includes tools to ensure that the images are assembled seamlessly and are distortion-free. To begin, you bring the first image into the stitcher's work area. Next, you bring in an adjacent image and place it by eye so that it overlaps the first. Then, you command the stitching software to stitch the images, and it brings them together automatically. It also estimates the kind of curvature, distortion, and focal distance it has to apply to create the spherical surface to which the images will be attached. Eventually, all of the images are stitched together to form a composite that covers 360 degrees in all directions. Once the composite is completed, it can be rendered as a cubic image that will be converted back into a sphere by Apple's QuickTime movie player. It sounds pretty technical, and it is, yet the final effect is quite convincing and readily accessible to anyone familiar with basic computer skills. A VR tour takes the process one step further, grouping several VR images made at the same location. By inserting hotspots within the image that link one view to the next, it's possible to create a tour in which the viewer can hop from one location to another using the on-screen view to navigate from here to there. From the original 360-degree image file, other kinds of rendering are also possible. In planar rendering, any view I select from the original file can be rendered as a conventional flat photograph at very high resolution. In spherical rendering, all of the 360-degree image information is mapped to a 1-to-2 rectangle to produce an image like the one you see on your right. More examples of this kind of rendering can be seen in the gallery section of the room.